Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. In this 15th chapter of Genesis that we have been exploring, there are two promises packed into verse 1. And by the grace of God, I have wanted to unpack these for you and allow you to see how this word of God, given to Abram thousands of years ago, applies to everyone today who, like Abram, has faith in the God of the Bible, the only God. As we have seen here, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision saying, "Do not fear, Abram. I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great." This is the first time in the Bible the words shield and reward are used. They are used by God as two proofs, two reasons for why Abram must not live in fear. Before we leave this and move on to verses 2 and 3 of this text, I want to show you again from a slightly different angle why right here we have one of the truly great and foundational truths for us as God's people in all of the Bible. I want to get at the truth by saying this with conviction. And what I now say, I say to those of you who are Christians, but who live in fear. Are you ready? I mean this. When we focus on the reasons we are afraid, we will find that the core of your problem is that you fear people and you fear circumstance more than you fear God. The core of your problem is that you fear people and you fear circumstance more than you fear God. If you truly feared God, that is, if your faith in Him was such that you revered Him above all others, that you honored Him in every one of your circumstances, and that you lived persistently believing His promise to be your shield and your great reward, then you would not be so afraid. In fact, God will wipe out your fear. Let me show you what I mean by taking you along with me to the book of Isaiah. I will read in Isaiah chapter 8. Background to what we will read in Isaiah 8 will be very helpful. In this chapter, God is prophesying through Isaiah that the Assyrians will invade Israel. Thus far, God has held back foreign invasions, but now as part of Holy God's judgment on His people's sins, the Israelites must come to terms with this reality. Their sin has resulted in this. The mighty Assyrian armies will storm the boundaries, conquer the land, and capture the people. As a personal encouragement to Isaiah, God says something very interesting in verses 12 and 13. I'm reading now Isaiah chapter 8, verses 12 and 13. "You are not to fear what they fear, or be in dread of it. It is the Lord of hosts whom you should regard as holy, and He shall be your fear, and He shall be your dread." That is God speaking in Isaiah chapter 8, verses 12 and 13. What is the Lord saying to His servant Isaiah here? Profoundly this: Isaiah, you fear me. If you fear me, then you have no one else and nothing else to fear. Even the full force of the Assyrian army that is about to descend on your country and your people in a horrific and terrifying way. This is the message. If you will revere God, if you will hold Him alone in highest esteem, and if you will be fully devoted to God, then you will find a safe haven in His protection. In the words of God's promise to Abram, "I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great." The reverse is also true. And this was the position of the Israelites. Do not fear God. do not revere God, do not hold him in the highest esteem, do not be fully devoted to him, do not obey the Lord in all circumstances, and you will have every reason to fear. In fact, you must be very afraid, because in Isaiah's case, here comes that powerful Assyrian Empire marching, thudding, plodding, making its way to you. Can you hear them coming? Can you sense them? And does this not petrify you, O you who live in Emmanuel's lands? Here is something I learned about God, and I learned this in the cross-section of Scripture and my personal circumstances. When I have not feared God, then he has, in the words of one theologian, harassed my mind with continual uneasiness. When I have not feared God, then he has harassed my mind with continual uneasiness. But when I have truly feared the living God, oh friends, he has put my mind at total ease. I hold tightly to this conviction. If we fear God, then we have no one else and nothing else to fear. But if we do not fear God, then we have everyone and everything to fear. And to me, this awesome truth is embedded in the Scripture all the way back in Genesis 15, verse 1. God says unto Abram, I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great. I am, that is God personally. I am your protection and your provision. So do not fear. Read on in Abraham's life. When he exercises his faith in God, when he fears God, then he will have no one and nothing else to fear. But when Abraham withdraws faith in God, his mind is suddenly harassed with continual unease. And God is the one making Abraham uneasy. And when we fast forward to Abraham's descendants, these Israelites in Isaiah's day, these faithless people, these ones who have no reverence, no fear of God, who is the one harassing their minds with fear? God is. God is deploying the Assyrian invaders. You might say, well, that makes God sound very demanding. He makes it so we have no choice but to fear, to revere him. Yes, exactly right. Look, do you want to be rid of fear in your life? Then fear God. Revere, honor, obey, hold in the very highest esteem, and be completely devoted to God. You will then know intimately the God who deploys his shield to protect you, who deploys his reward as your provision. You, my dear friend, are going to live in the peace, the joy, and the unfaltering hope of the Lord. There is nothing and there is no one to fear as long as you fear God. Isaiah chapter 8, verses 12 and 13. You are not to fear what they fear or be in dread of it. It is the Lord of hosts whom you should regard as holy, and he shall be your fear. He shall be your dread. My prayer for us this day is that we will hear these words as applying to us. We will regard God as holy. We will not fear or be in dread of what makes others fearful, because we will fear the Lord our God. We will live in a constant state of reverential awe, honor, and worship for the one who is our God, our shield, and our reward. The witness and the testimony of Scripture is very convicting. Why should God's people live in fear, anxiety, worry, and terror? Why should we ever be so on edge? The reason many believers, perhaps you, struggle like this is because you fear people and you fear circumstance more than you fear God. Because you are not walking by faith, a deepening and widening faith in the Lord Jesus. Because you do not really accept or believe that He is your shield and your great reward. Because you deny His protection and His provision, then you fall straight down into a pattern of fright, alarm, and even panic. Whenever I have been afraid and I have taken even one small step to the Lord in faith, oh my, I have found His peace cut straight through my distress. If when I am afraid, I will pause and reach for my Bible and begin reading attentively, really, truly, within minutes my heartbeat slows. I stop ripping off fingernails with my teeth. I begin to physically relax. I feel my body slouch, and there is calm which overtakes my mind. But when I run, when I think I have to wield my own shield, I buy the devil's lie that God will never reward me. He is not my provision, and I must provide for myself. Well, then, I can never relax. All of the opposite things start happening. In the distant past, I have found myself in a medical doctor's office because I have been so afraid. My fear took a toll on my physical body. It took time for me to heal from that, all that fear, anxiety, and worry. Why would I? Why would you be so foolish? We belong to God. He is our Heavenly Father. He is our shield and our reward, and therefore we are never, ever to fear. Brother in Christ, and dear sister in Christ, this is true. I hope that you will consider this and then join me again tomorrow, because this is the God who is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.